Buff Nation.
You.
That 1.5 seconds of silence in memory of RK, who is still away. He'll be rejoining us next week.
Maybe. You know,
maybe. We'll see.
There's one thing about slacking. It can become a habit.
Yeah.
So maybe he's here next week. Maybe he's not, you know. Might have a new habit.
I mean, the man is here, Uncle Neely, back in Colorado. Thanks for coming down again, man. How you been?
I've been great. And you left out one thanks. Thank you. You're welcome for bringing this excellent weather.
Yes, of
Had
course.
Had snowed since I've been back.
Yeah.
Had been cold since I've been back. Going to be sunny and 70 tomorrow.
Since you've been back on Tuesday, we just have beautiful days. Yesterday was but it's been better than what we had.
Coincidence, maybe not. I'm going with not. I think there's a correlation between my presence and the weather.
You just brighten up everyone's day.
Thank you, Jake. You brighten my day as well, Jakey Poo.
Thank you.
Jakey Poo and Neely Peely show.
Yes, sir. Before we get started, one thing I got to say, massive thank you to you. Just for helping us out, man, getting us in the family, as Coach Prime called us at the Super Bowl, because that was amazing, man.
You're more than welcome. You guys have earned it through hard work, loyalty, integrity. And, right before the Super Bowl, I was on with you guys, and RK was saying, I don't know, man, we're going to try to get Prime. And I was like, all right, you know, don't worry about it. He's like, well, I'm taking it as you're going to make it happen, but I'm still worried. It's okay. we'll see. And you saw.
Yeah. I mean, we met him, like, right when he walked into the thing. He shook our hands right there, but he really gave us time at the end of his day when he was done with his media obligations. It was just super cool, man. Thank you.
Yeah, it was. I saw the clips of it, man. It was excellent questions. Good feedback, good chemistry. Had his arm around you guys.
Yeah.
You know, for all the suckers out there, the haters, you know, take that. Told you they were in there.
Yes, sir. And then Shador, too, because Shador really opened up with us, man. That was amazing.
Yeah. But he's been that way with y'all, if I charted it, maybe since, like, Pac-12 Media Day.
Oh, definitely,
yeah. Because y'all met him, like, when I say met, I don't mean, like, in a journalism context. Like, met him, we were in the Players' Lounge one day.
Right,
and we really got to hang out.
Yes.
And, like, after that bell curve, it just.
Exactly.
Like, he knows y'all. He knows the brand, you know.
Yep.
And so y'all get his real personality.
Yeah, he was. I mean, that's of all the interviews I've ever seen of him. Besides, like, literally your guys' channels, that's the most real I've seen Shador, like, with another media outlet.
Oh yeah, he's close to the vest, man. He's Shiloh is always prime time,
mm-hmm.
and Shador has the ability to be Deion Sanders sometimes.
Yeah,
you know, kind of guarded. Kind of, it almost comes across as aloof, don't want to be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
But once you break through that shell with him, man, like he's a great interview, great personality, great chemistry.
All right. We are presented by Illegal Pete's, everyone's go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beers.
I haven't had a burrito or a beer with you in a while. You're still my buddy, though.
It's been a minute, man.
Yeah, we used to walk down to Illegal Pete's.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be back next week, too.
Absolutely.
So maybe we can set that up.
Yeah, let's do it.
You're back at the facility, man. What's it been like this week just hanging out around there?
Man, the arrow continues, you know, to point up. There's this old saying that comparison is the thief of joy, the enemy of joy. BS. I got a lot of joy when I compare February 23rd, 2024 to February 23rd, 2023.
Yeah.
It is a completely different makeup of this team. The energy is different. You know, we're approaching that player-led practice phase where you get one of those a week, and to see the guys still not doing pad stuff, of course,
mm-hmm.
But they are ready, man. This defensive line and this offensive line, excuse me, is a tremendous upgrade from last year.
You told me before we went live that, you know, last year you were talking on this show, and we talked about defensive line, and you would say, you know, we need scary people on defensive line.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and we have that now, you know. On this show and on the pregame show, I talked about, you know, you want those guys on the D-line that are just bullies, you know, just nasty.
Mm-hmm.
When they get off the bus, you're like, when you're in a meeting room with them, you try not to sit by them or talk to them. We got some guys like that this year. You know, you still got some veteran leadership like Shane Cox, who's able to bounce around on that line and play different positions. But the strength of these new guys, their mentality toward the game, we got some dogs in the trenches now, man. And the offensive line is right there with them, you know, and that on that same barometer.
Shane is like an interesting character, I think, for this year because he obviously emerged as a leader.
Yeah.
Coach Prime singled him out as a leader constantly last year. Obviously, he was in the dock and all that stuff, mm-hmm. but he seems to also have taken it up another level in terms of his leadership, like a, more vocal at least. Like we can tell in the videos. I guess when you talk to him, like, what does this year mean for him?
It means everything for him. You know, this is that do or die kind of season, you know, coming from Ivy League, playing here last year. Of course, a lot of meat was left on the bone, not only from a team standpoint, but his individual stats, if you're trying to measure those. And he knows that now there's a new group coming in the room, and there's going to be a good battle late March and April, and then again in August for who's really the leader of that D-line. And no one in the room is conceding anything.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, he's the veteran, knows the coaching staff, knows his way around the building, been there, done that kind of thing. But no one is sitting back and saying, hey, it's yours. You know, these guys are going to compete, man.
The just team camaraderie, too. I mean, we've talked about it a lot. But they're just so much closer this season.
Yeah. You see it, man. I heard Coach Prime even talk with y'all at the Super Bowl about it. Just the atmosphere. When you walk in, you can't tell who's new. When you look at Khalil Benson and Mayer and Seton, I mean, it looked like they've been hanging out together 6 years.
Yeah, they act like brothers.
Yeah, and like they're brand new. And it's the same thing with the D-line, same thing with the receiver room, and everybody hasn't arrived yet.
Yeah.
You know, we still got
– Shepard.
I mean, we got dogs that don't get here to after spring ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so – but for the way this team has clicked and come together, it looks like they have played a season together already.
So what have they been up to this week? Coach Mo obviously kind of running the ship right now. What's he been throwing at them?
Everything. Everything. I think they're through that military phase. I don't know. Maybe the Marines make another surprise visit or two. But they made it through that gauntlet. And so you're really just now doing those measurables. You know, when everybody got here, went through orientation, you get their benchmarks, see who's progressing, what more can you put on them, what do you need to take off them to get them there. You're going to see a transition more and more into cardio stuff versus weight room stuff. You're going to lose a weight room day, quote unquote, lose a weight room day when you start player-led practices.
Yeah.
You know, because there's only so much time that you get with the guys during the spring. But their condition compared to this time last year, exponentially different, man.
Kind of with that, I mean, we saw them breaking out the speed numbers last year.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what this team was built upon. And Coach Prime told us, like, his draw is the skill players on the outside, and they really stacked up on them. But they're getting faster, too, as you said.
Yeah.
Like, Will Shepard's coming in. We got these two freshmen coming in. I just can't help but think this team is better in almost every single way, man. Like, do you get that feeling?
I agree, Jake. I think we look like, let me start with appearances. You remember this time last year through the spring, if you posted something, I posted something, there was inevitably going to be comments, man, those guys are small.
Yes. Yeah.
Where do you see those comments now?
Yeah, they don't exist.
Check the box. We look like a football team now. We look like a Power 5 D1 can contend for a national championship football team now. Just in the makeup, the bodies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at where we were last year in the measurables, you know, you guys get a lot of inside information. I shared with you where those guys were compared to the conference and national championship. And we were well below standards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't have a significant amount of the team in the trenches who were bench pressing more than who their opponents were going to be.
Right.
That's not the case this year. You know, when you compare what other schools have when their measurables out there to what this team is doing, speed, strength, agility, we're not only equal, we're greater. So look like a football team, got the ability to do it as far as can move the weight around, move the speed around, and then you got guys who can combo it, man. I said before when I was here prior to the Super Bowl, Jordan Seton is unbelievable.
Yeah.
For a guy to be 6'5", 6'6", have that kind of bend, that kind of strength in the weight room, that kind of speed, lateral movement, it is insane.
When we were at the Super Bowl, we did that walk and talk with him. I mean, I don't know. I don't feel like I'm short, but standing next to him, I felt like a I was like 4 foot tall.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Like, I'm by no means, whether it's width or height, a small guy. And last year when I would be in meeting rooms or walking with guys in the hallway, you know, I was bigger than some of the players. When I walk with those new guys in the hallway, like, man, they make me look small.
Yeah.
Like, we got some dogs, man, and some big guys. And football is about big guys. You need that speed out there. And now you got your fast guys getting faster. Dylan Edwards is running track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, have you watched him, like, practice or anything?
I watched him do a meet a couple weeks ago and seen him practice. And I believe he's getting faster.
Really?
Yeah.
He looks bigger, too, though.
That's the thing, Jake. He has put on muscle weight.
Yeah.
Chiseled up. And not only didn't lose speed, he gained speed. A lot of people bulk up and get slower. He got faster.
That's scary.
It is. If we get that guy out in space, mm-hmm. you know, kind of abandoned trying to run him through the A-gap or something and get him out on the edges, it's going to be unbelievable. If that first guy doesn't bring him down, he's gone, because the second and third levels are going to miss him because he's going to blow by him.
Definitely. Obviously, been hanging out with Coach. What's he buzzing about right now? What's he most excited about with this team?
What we've been discussing, first and foremost, like he shared with y'all, he's loving the camaraderie. He's loving the way these guys are getting together. He emphasizes it. He doesn't miss, I'm going to quote him, a darn thing.
Yeah.
I was sitting with him at lunch the other day, and we're kind of facing each other, but the bulk of the cafeteria was behind me. And he kind of looked around and got a guy's attention, called him over, told him to put his phone down while he's eating and talk to the people he's at the table with, you know. And the guy's like, oh, well, I already know them. He said, well, get to know them better. Like, you know, put the phones down, talk to who you're with. You're going to play better together. You're going to look out for each other more. You got to get to know each other. He's really stressed that. And you could, when we look at the O-line, the three new guys, they have totally embraced it. They're inseparable. And it's DT2 already. Don't touch two.
Can't wait, man. How's Shador looking? He looking back to 100%? When we spoke to him a few weeks ago, he said he was right there, pretty close.
Yeah, I think he is. You know, I think injuries take time.
Yeah.
And your body has to truly, truly recover. But I think by the time we get to spring ball and pads, he will be beyond 100% recovered. You don't see any hitches in his giddy up. You know, you saw him at the Super Bowl. He's walking fine.
Mm-hmm.
He is doing all he can in the drills with no issues, throwing weight around. And then you see him doing his player-led stuff. I don't see any drop-off or any lingering to it at all. I think that we have who will be the best quarterback, college quarterback, in the nation. I think he's going to go into the season as a front runner for the Heisman. And unlike last year when you got to week three and the wheels fell off, and, you know, the Heisman is not only about a quarterback and it's about winning, I think we're going to be past that this year as well. So I'm looking forward for him having a record-breaking season, not only in totality of the season, but I think there's going to be some games that he breaks his TCU record.
We talked about it last year, how Shador's already, before he even played a game, he was the best quarterback that CU's had in probably ever.
Yeah.
But as you mentioned, he comes in, already starts breaking records. I can't help but feel he's going to shatter school records, his own records, that everything he set in the TCU game this year, it's all on the table for him.
Well, let's look at it this way, Jake. He did all that with no time, no protection.
Yep.
Right? And we have totally augmented this offensive line. This offensive line is also going to get better by who they're practicing against, because now this defensive line, the ones and the twos, the quote-unquote who you're assuming would be twos right now, and it's too early for that. Iron sharpens iron. They're only going to get better. You give this guy weapons like just coming from Vanderbilt that's not here yet. You get him returning weapons like, you know, Jimmy Horn, Travis Hunter. I mean, come on, man. I just got to believe the numbers are going to be better than they were last year. I think he's going to break some of his record. I think that in college football today, though, it's going to be difficult for some players to break certain records because you don't play 4 years anymore at one particular school.
Right.
But if you look at his combined numbers from his seasons at Jackson State to now his one season in the book here and having another season next year and going to the draft, his numbers are going to shoot past anybody that was anywhere for 4 or 5 years.
Oh, man. I'm already so excited for this season. It's a bummer it's still February, bro.
But it's going by fast, man.
It kind of is,
We're going to hit a slow period this week in, like, the first couple of days in March.
Yep.
All right? But then the week before we start practice, so, like, around the 13th or so, it's going to start picking up because we officially start spring practice the 18th.
Yep.
So we practice a week. School gets out for spring break, and we come back March 31st, and you got spring ball all of April to the spring game. So just
can't come soon enough.
Yeah, bro. it's gonna dip, but when it shoots up, man, it's gonna be an exciting mid-late March all the way to May. It's gonna be exciting.
All right. Shout out to our friends over at Breckenridge Brewery.
Shout out Breckenridge.
Breck Brew has a beer for any occasion, and there's no better way to watch a game than with a Breck Brew in hand. We have, I think, two watch parties going on at the bar down right now.
You know, I got to tell you this. I walked in, didn't know what the hell was going on, but after about four steps past the door, everybody started cheering.
Yeah.
And just like the weather, you're not going to tell me it wasn't for me.
Of course it was for you.
So I was like, hey.
We have a celebrity in the house.
They still love me. And then I realized it was rugby, and I came upstairs. And this May... or may not contain vodka with nobody into the show.
Cannot confirm. The beer of the month is the Avalanche Amber Ale. Come down to the bar, get yourself one of those. Or use their Breck beer locator at breckbrew.com. And you can find beer wherever you are from Breckenridge Brewery. Also, shout out to Illegal Pete's. Our wonderful friends over at Illegal Pete's. They're opening a new location in Wheat Ridge. It's near Gold's Marketplace on the corner of 26 and Kipling overlooking Crown Hill Park. It opens on February 29th, so next week. Go check it out. Legal Pete's is just the goat, though. It's burritos, reverse nachos, regular nachos, tacos, whatever you may desire. They're your one-stop shop for burritos, buddies, and beers.
One-stop shop. You know, Jake, I got to tell you something. When I look to my right, your haircut is beautiful.
Thank you.
But when
bro.
I watch the monitor, it's even more beautiful.
Thank you, man.
Looking
appreciate
good,
you.
Man.
You're looking fly good. Too, bro. That hoodie's sweet.
You know, hey, man. Here's the tough part about standards. You got to keep meeting them and exceeding them. I cannot come to DMVR bar just slacking. So they're going to get a fresh hoodie from me.
Nah, you always deliver, bro. All right. Some stuff we got to get to.
Let's get to it.
Coach Livingston. We were in Vegas at the Super Bowl when this got announced. You were, of course, back in Jackson. This is the first time I've seen you since. He's been in the building. What's he like, man?
He is cool as the other side of the pillow, man.
Yeah.
He is he's smooth. He's deliberate. You know, kind of on the quiet side, but when he speaks, you know, he speaks volume. Family guy. You know, you look at him and think, oh man, he's you know so much younger than everybody. But family guy, dad has been there, you know, at the NFL level on defense, knows what he's talking about. I've had the pleasure of talking to him and sitting in some of his defensive meetings. I think that people are going to be pleasantly surprised at how these big plays that we were giving up last year disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Because schematically, he has the right mindset to address it and not so just so much focusing on a scheme or personal philosophy he is truly looking at who we have on the roster, what they excel at, and putting them in those positions to excel.
So everything I read on Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator in Cincinnati, who he was coaching under, everything I read about him basically said that. That's what he does with his defense. He just puts his players in position to succeed. He doesn't have like a rigid structure to his defense. It's almost week to week, dependent on who you're facing, which team it is, who they have on their team, and that's how he dictates his defense.
Yeah, yeah. I did not read that article. That's great to know someone. I'm thinking like with someone there, but just in my interactions with him, man, that's what I picked up on that. And when I say these things, this is not critical of Charles Kelly. You know,
Right. Coaches
have their experiences, their nuances, what they like to do. And Charles Kelly was a sound defensive coordinator, going to do great things out there at Auburn, wishing him well. But you can tell philosophically the way they look at things, it's just different.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different. And it's just what you articulated there, Jake. He is more of a who are we playing this week? What pieces do I have to stop them? And so you may see someone at linebacker or safety week one and two and not see them week three or four because of the matchups. He gets it, man. He's a nuts and bolts guy. It is personnel and their ability, not just my scheme, and we're going to run my damn scheme no matter what.
I guess one of the fans' biggest like concerns with him being the hire at DC is about recruiting because Charles Kelly, you know, he was recruiter of the year, was under Saban at Bama. Like, he knows recruiting. There's no doubt about that. But Livingston hasn't been a college coach since like 2012. How do you see him projecting as a recruiter, just how he interacts with the guys on the team right now?
Based on his interaction with the team, his interactions with 19 to 22-year-olds, he gets it. He knows how to communicate. And I think juxtaposed to what you said about Charles Kelly's resume and his time with Alabama and time at Florida State and those programs that, you know, really have the ability to recruit just because of who they are.
They recruit themselves.
It's Florida State. It's Alabama.
Yeah.
And not taking away anything from anyone, but that's a gold standard there, you know. But here's a guy who he may not have that college experience of a past DC, but here's what he does have. He knows what a defensive player in the NFL looks like.
Yep.
He knows what NFL general managers, player personnel, defense coordinators, and position coaches want out of players. So who better to play for, you know, some historic program that has just been riding away for 20 years, or play for this guy who has been in the NFL that long, coaching guys, knows how to get you ready from where he just came from. And I think that when you look at his ability to communicate Coach Prime's message and how they get along, you know, already, I don't think there's going to be a drop-off in our ability to recruit defenders. And that starts with your current team.
Mm-hmm.
New wave in college football. You got to recruit your guys back first.
Well, and he also coached under or was in the Bengals organization when Mike Zimmer was there. Like, there's common threads like between them all.
Yeah. Yeah, those I love the coaching tree branches, man.
Yeah, it's fascinating. You know,
it really is. Like, oh man, he spent that time with him, and he sees the world that way with his own flavor. And so he's been around some defenses and some defensive gurus, and knows how to put his veil on it and put it out there. So I like him. I think he's a great hire. I know that it took longer than people thought it was going to take. Everybody was saying this day or that day, and I sat right there and said, oh, it'll probably be Monday, and it'd be, you know, not the next Monday. But Coach Prime was deliberate about making sure he got not just the right hire as far as someone knowing the X's and O's, but their ability to communicate and connect with players.
Mm-hmm.
And he found it in Livingston, man.
Look, man, I mean, we've learned it over the last year. You've known this longer than we have, but kind of just got to trust Coach Prime. Like, the man knows what he's doing.
Yeah, you do. And then there's so much information that we're not privy to, and we want to make assumptions, and people tend to make the negative assumption instead of the positive assumption. One of the things you have to look at when you want somebody, guess what? Somebody else wants them too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as you're going through this process, and the NFL hiring calendar really doesn't start/stop until after the Super Bowl.
Right, exactly. You know,
because people are still playing and still under contracts. And so you have to let all, when you're trying to get somebody from the league, you have to let all that settle. Coaches now have agents and are trying to put them in the best spot possible too. So it just doesn't happen like that, even though Coach Prime is the kind of guy that can make it happen like that. He really took his time and said, no, I want a guy that fits with what we're trying to accomplish this season and beyond. And he's got him, man.
Zimmer going to be the DC in Dallas for your Cowboys. How'd you feel about that one, bro?
I mean, I love it, man. I love it. And speaking of Cowboy stuff, spent the greater part of yesterday afternoon in Coach Shurmur's offensive meetings. And he was using some Giants Cowboy footage, you know, as he was teaching stuff
to
his.
Let's go.
And I was sitting there like, hey, man, you know, we got to use these clips. Do we got to use Eli Manning being successful against my boys, like, to teach this?
You know, Tony Romo?
There's not another example out there, man. But, yeah, Zimmer, with the Cowboys, you know, Zimmer's nephew is on our staff.
Yep.
On the offense side of the ball, working with tight ends with Coach Brett. You got Sherman. I mean, the NFL experience in this staff, the diversity in this staff, it blows anybody in the country out the water.
And it's funny now because Jed Fish, He's at Washington. He left Arizona, whatever. They had all sorts of drama. But, like, he's been preaching, you know, basically what Coach Prime said last year, which is we're going to create an NFL environment. And he literally said we're about the NFL, not the NIL, which Coach Prime said last year. It just reminded me of Bucky had a tweet where someone said some shit like that, and Bucky quote tweets it and goes, sounds genius when someone outside of Colorado says
dude,
it.
Dude, it's like all the time, man.
It's crazy.
All the time. And when you look at the number of people, now we sat here on this program and other programs watching the support knows, what have you, and the world was just in a damn tizzy and dizzy because Coach Prime hadn't named a DC yet. Right. There are still schools that don't have a DC.
Yes. It's crazy.
But no one says anything about those. And I'm not talking about, you know, Belhaven and Jackson. I mean, they are major programs that that hired coordinators in January, and they've already left.
Yep.
No one says a word. You know, Coach Prime blows his nose. I told you. Like, come on, man. It's like, stop. But that just goes with the territory. We you know.
That's true. Bishop Thomas, his name's been popping up a lot recently. He pops up on the spring roster after we don't really know if he's with the team still or not. What's the latest you could tell us there?
You know, I'm always amazed at how during this time of football, we just grab any story we can.
Right.
You know, because we need a story. If you watch the Pro Coach Prime documentary, when it goes off, it tells you that we'll see if Bishop Thomas is back next year, suspended indefinitely, whatever the catchphrase was there. We were in Utah.
Yeah.
You remember the whole car wouldn't start thing?
Oh, yeah.
We were there together.
Yeah, we went through that.
And and I'll never forget it. Bishop wasn't in Utah.
Nope.
Like he hasn't been a part of the team for a minute now. And I think, you know, his name still being on a roster that somebody didn't catch, or maybe because he's still enrolled in school, people are treating that like it's a new story or something and kind of clickbaiting this young man, which is, you know, I get that we are open program and we show you things and, you know, you can't have it both ways. But people have been regurgitating this story, and not from a standpoint of his well-being.
Right.
Just, well, I don't have nothing else to talk about. Let me talk about something that goes back to November.
Yeah.
And as I've said here, you know, on our joint broadcast, he's in the building. Still getting treatment for injury. He's enrolled in school. He's looking healthy. You know, smiling when I talk to him. I'm more concerned about Bishop Thomas, the young man navigating
Definitely.
Life, than I am whether he's going to be on this team or not. Because he is still, as you know, people know, was suspended by Coach Prime, and we'll see where that goes. But it's not a new story.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm more concerned about, happy about, elated about, want to talk about the good, bad, ugly, where have you, what about the guys that are on the team?
Yeah,
you know, let's talk about those stories. Let's clickbait that. But you know, Bishop is a good guy, man. Wish him well. Excellent, excellent, excellent personality.
Yep.
And him and Coach just, you know, they had a difference of what was the expectations, and that led to that suspension. So, but he's alive and well, getting stronger, getting better, man. Wish him nothing but the best. And stop making student athletes your clickbait when you don't have anything to write about.
Absolutely, man. I mean, you saw it early last year when he joined the team. His personality was just
through the roof, man.
I mean, beyond football. If that kid, I mean, we all went through stuff in college.
Yeah.
But once he figures it out, like, he's just got such a glowing personality, people are going to gravitate towards him. I think he'll be okay down the road.
I totally agree, man. And I'm reminded of a guy who was at the U, University of Miami, during their heyday.
Mm-hmm.
And he was behind on the depth chart, quote-unquote, couldn't get right. And it turned out that football wasn't his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
Like, Bishop Thomas has that kind of damn personality, man.
Right.
He could be whatever he wants to be in life. And could be on this team again in life if that's what he chooses to pursue and get right. And so we just, man, wish him the best, man.
I don't know if I asked you about this, but Coach DT headed to Hawaii.
Yeah, man.
What was that like, you know, when that kind of came through?
Man, I'm so happy for him. And I tell you what. When it broke that he was going to take the D.C. job at Hawaii, that's when that blizzard hit here.
Yeah.
And so I texted him a picture. I went outside in Folsom and took a picture and shot it to him. I said, send me what you see. You know? Man, Coach Thurman's just one of the most genius football minds I've ever been around. Is a great person on top of that. And I think the kids of Hawaii and the people of Hawaii, they're in for a treat when they get to know him and see his defense. And let me tell you this, his defense was, you know, that one we had at Jackson State, yeah. New York Jets,
oh, yeah.
Baltimore Ravens, where him and Prime connected, and look where that got us. And you know whose defense reminds me of Dennis Thurman's defense?
Whose?
Livingston. Because it's about putting the right guys in the right space based on ability. It's assignment, alignment, technique, do your job kind of thing. And it may not be your job next week, but this week it is. They really have a similar philosophy in the way the defense is laid out.
I feel like coaching defense is kind of like riding a fine line, right? Like, you need structure, obviously. You need to, like, coach and teach these guys what to do, where to be. But if you get away too much from the players being players and trying to take away their instincts and you cause them to think too much, it clouds things up. I guess it just seems pretty difficult to ride that line of allowing your players to be instinctual but also coaching them up so they know what's going on.
I totally agree with that, Jake. And I think when you watch NFL defense, it's a lot of instinct. It's a lot of things those players are doing based in the confines of what the scheme is for that particular player, what they're trying to defend. But you see people watching the ball more versus just running around.
Right.
Being disciplined with their eye discipline and standing still for a second, not just flying somewhere and getting out of position. And that's the kind of defense I think you're going to have in Colorado, where the players kind of player-driven based on their individual unique talents within the confines of what we're trying to accomplish.
Defensive line coach. We still haven't heard anything official on Coach Sal. We've noticed Damian Lewis has been tagged in a lot of offers that have gone out on Twitter. Just what can you tell us what's going on with the D-line coach?
Yeah, you know, one thing I just hang my hat on, man, when I'm in the hallway and I walk down the hallway and I see a guy's name on the door, I mean, he still works here.
Right.
And Coach Sal's name is on the door. You know, I know he had had some health issues he was dealing with, and of course, you know, in respect to privacy and his rights, not going into any depth there. But as of yesterday, his name was still on the door. We do have a new defensive analyst that's working with D-lines. And so I like the talent that we have at D-line. I love the coaching acumen that's in the room. I know a lot of times we get into, you know, specific position coaches. But we also have to remember that those position coaches are in a room with their counterparts, which is in a room with their coordinator. Mm-hmm. And there's still a large degree of coaching by committee. And so just like we weren't behind the eight ball 2 weeks ago and we didn't have a DC, you're not behind the eight ball, you know, because you don't know or do know whichever side of coin you're on or making assumptions about Coach Sal.
Yeah.
You know, because we're not at that phase of the season.
Right.
So I know this. I'm going with what you said earlier. I trust Coach Prime.
Yeah. I mean, there's no reason not to, bro.
No. I think if you went back to Fort Myers High School, North Fort Myers High School, all the way through Baltimore Ravens,
yeah,
and you just bet on him and his team every time, you'd probably be about 70% win rate.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Well, speaking of that, we talked to Coach Billick at the Super Bowl, too. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah,
but
I didn't.
It was, I mean, obviously just a great coach, won a Super Bowl, all that stuff. But getting that insight from him, having coached Coach Prime,
yeah.
You know, kind of interacting with the kids as they grow up and stuff, and just talking to Coach Prime
as he goes
through the media.
I gotta go back and find that.
It was super insightful. I thought it was one of my favorite interviews from Super Bowl that we did. So check
That's
it out.
That's killer, man. I will do.
All right. Shout out to our friends over at FOCO.
FOCO.
They have got all the cool gear for you Buffs fans out there. They got those overalls, they got hoodies, they got jackets.
I'm getting overalls, and the only thing between me and the weather and me and the good Lord will be the overalls.
Like Vince Wilfork.
Yes.
With you got cowboy boots and everything?
You got to do that.
Let's go.
And I'm going to rock the new hat that the super dope funky producer gave me today.
Yeah.
Watch. Maybe not spring game because, you know, the weather could change, but fall camp, August. Come on, FOCO. Hook your boy up with overalls.
Let's go. But yeah, hit up FOCO if you're looking for some CU Buffs gear. Honestly, whatever gear, Cowboys fan, Broncos fan, whatever it is, basketball, hockey, FOCO always has our back for Colorado sports, and they have yours too. Get the best gear around by using the link in our description. For all non-presale items, use the promo code DNVR10 for 10% off. Also, shout out to Fubo TV, the best place to watch sports, the best streaming service to watch sports, really. 140 plus live channels of sports shows, movies, and news. We're kind of in a sports lull. Have you been watching anything recently?
You know, I really get into the NBA post All-Star break.
Right.
You know, so I have started to tune in more to that. I walked into rugby.
Yeah.
You know.
And soccer.
Yeah, that was pretty damn exciting. But no, this is where we are, man.
Yeah.
It's mid late February. We're football guys. You know, we got to find some shit to stir.
Yep.
Till we get to March, late March.
Well, even if there's no sports to watch, hit up Fubo TV and just stream something from there. You also get 1,000 hours of cloud DVR included at no extra cost. They got the Pac-12 network. You can watch all the bus basketball there. They got all the whatever channel it is you watch March Madness on. Fubo's got it. Watch all your favorite college football and the NFL at Fubo. Go to www.fubotv.com/DMVR to sign up for 15% off your first month of Fubo Pro, or scan that QR code on the screen. We also met Coach Sapp out there. Super Bowl.
I did see that. That's my guy, man.
Yeah, you've been talking to him? What's he up to right now?
Like wrestling anacondas and everything. Like he's, or like his hashtag, Sap ain't fishing. He's doing good, man. He's doing good, and I'm looking forward to seeing him around these parts. You know, when we get into the month of March or so,
yes, sir.
I think he'll be back, and I think there'll be some other faces around from Coach Prime's. What we used to call a Rolodex. I guess it's just your contact list on the phone.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, last year was just like a bevy of visitors during spring camp and then all the way into August camp. I think you'll have even more this year.
We've been talking a lot about the new EA Sports College football game.
Can't wait.
We are extremely excited. I love that you're invested in it too.
Oh man, like I go back with it. Like that was my game.
Yeah.
Even back before that one when it was Bill Walsh College football.
Yeah.
and man, I can remember getting Florida State and just making number two do whatever I wanted him to do.
Yes, sir.
Man, but now when you get Colorado and use number two, it will actually say Shedeur Sanders on the screen.
Yeah.
When you pick number 12, it's going to say Travis Hunter on the screen. So what a great time to be alive, man, if you play games, if you love college football, because now, once again, they're together. And with NIL, it's truly going to be legit, man.
So they sent out the notices yesterday, and then someone from On3 put out a tweet that already 5,000 players about that have already signed up to be in the game.
Yeah, you're starting to see those individual players tweet it.
Yep.
You know, put it on their IG story. Travis did here yesterday, you know, officially letting everybody know he will be in the game. I think where we are next is who's going to be on the cover.
What do you think?
You know, man, I've just got to keep it 100, which is going to sound biased. I don't know how it's not Coach Prime and or Shedeur Sanders and or Travis Hunter.
Yep.
You know, if you just look at name ID, trying to move the game, what's the hottest story, 24-25 college football, it's one of those three people or those three people together.
It's got to be them. If it's not like a Nick Saban legacy like cover or something.
So like even on that legacy cover, remember I talked about when I was coming up with it, they had Bill Walsh College football.
Right.
Cool. If you're going to name the game after Nick Saban, sure, he can be on the cover every time.
Yeah,
he's
sure.
Go to college football.
Yeah.
But if you're going to flip it like you do with John Madden, where there's a marquee person on it, other than going back and kind of collaging all the guys who should have made it had the game been coming out all those years, you know, you got to go with the big three out of Colorado, which is Prime, Travis, Shedeur, man. It's got to be one of those.
It's got to be. You going to join our online dynasty when we get it rolling on there?
I will join your online dynasty. In fact, the next time I go back to Jackson, when I come back, I'm not coming alone. My PlayStation 5 is coming with me.
Hell yeah, let's go. We can run some GTA or something too.
Now, now look, I got to tell you this. Shout out to EA Sports, College Football 25. Love you. Cannot wait to play it.
Yeah.
Going to bring back great memories.
Yep.
Going to be a great present with a great future. But the day GTA drops.
Yes, sir.
I will not touch college football again. Like, I am riding around with the radio on, you know, doing what we do in GTA. I'm not going to say all what we do.
Yeah, no, you can't put that out there, bro.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Hell yeah. We texted you about this, I think, a few weeks ago. We have two bye weeks this year, right?
Yes.
So Saturday.
I love where they are, too.
Oh, yeah. And Saturday, November 2nd happens to be homecoming for Jackson State.
Dude, and just like I told y'all in the text group, I'd already done that side by side. Like, already. What a perfect lineup that Colorado's on the bye week when my Jackson State, the I love Jackson State Tigers, are at home for homecoming. Guess where I'll be? You got it.
You bringing us with you?
Hey, man, come on.
I am down, bro.
Come on.
Let's go.
Look, you won't leave. You'd be like, hey, I'm staying. Because you talk about the tailgate, the atmosphere, the yard at noon on that Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you don't want that in your life, Jake. I'm telling you. Don't do it.
I got to just Jake, experience all right, bro. Jake. I got to.
Once you go black. I'm just trying to tell you, man. Be careful. That HBCU homecoming is special, man. Like, I don't know what we got after the bye week, but you might miss that game. You might be like, hey, man, y'all go ahead. Like,
hey, I'm up for the challenge, bro. I'm so down.
Yeah, man.
Who are they playing that week?
You know, I don't even remember. I was so damn excited when the dates line. Yeah. Yeah, when I saw the dates line up with our bye week, like, I'm there.
They moved to our homecoming, Colorado's homecoming, that Baylor game.
Yeah, moved it up to the Big 12 opener.
Yeah, and you're looking forward to that Baylor game.
I am looking forward to it, man. Big 12, programmatic measuring stick. You know, I know Baylor is not the RG3 Baylor. I get all that, but it's still Baylor. And they still have accomplished something that we want to accomplish. You know, it's a Texas team. You know, they're coming here, so that expands Coach Prime's footprint. Is clearly going to be televised.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, RG3 and Fowler will be here, you know, drumming all that. It's probably going to be a college game day experience.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So, you know, we open up at home. Facts. We open up at home. And then the two road games are really not road games. Like, they're just around the corner.
Yeah.
Then you got that one on September 21st. I'm digging the Baylor one and going to Orlando, man.
I got those two
circled.
Well, and then Arizona scheduled Colorado for their homecoming game. The target is, I mean, it's just what it is when you're got Coach Prime.
So if you want to sell out your game, do it.
Right.
If you want to lose your recruits because they're going to be so busy trying to take selfies with our coach, don't do it. But that's, you know, here's the thing though, Jake, you got to play somebody for homecoming.
Yeah.
You got to play somebody for homecoming.
That's true.
And I kind of like. You know, I like the balls of moving Baylor game, making it homecoming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's put it out there, man.
Me too. Spring game. Coach Prime's been, I mean, last year was incredible. With the snow, whatever. Like, it didn't matter. It was just such a vibe. But Coach Prime is building this thing up even more.
Dude, it's insane. I'm not at liberty to say right now. But if you're coming to the spring game, I would get here Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night,
because
you want to be here Thursday when the stuff starts.
Okay.
You don't want to be traveling in on Thursday. And I'm telling the world the advice I gave Chris Evans, my man Evans, he's coming back.
Yeah.
I was like, dog, don't come Friday morning. Like, you may have literally missed the Snoop Dogg smoke fest. So you want to start trickling here Wednesday. Because the game is Saturday, but there are going to be events Thursday through Sunday, even after the game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's a whole spring week, basically.
It is. It is, man. And there's no way it's going to snow all those damn days.
We can't have this, bro.
Well, so crazy about last year, snow comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
The day before was perfect, and the day after was perfect.
I know. That's Colorado, brother.
But yes, spring game. Of course, the three of us, we doing our joint coverage of spring practice, you know, starting late March, taking you all the way through it. But you don't want to wait to the end to start looking at rooms and looking at your logistics, because this is going to be – it's going to sell out, and there's going to be so many activities other than the game starting on Thursday.
Cannot wait, bro.
It's going to be a Coach Prime – Coach Prime production. It's going to be.
All righty.
I take a sip of the alleged possible vodka now.
Let's get to questions. How's your grandson doing, bro?
He's doing great. My daughter was FaceTiming with him.
Yeah?
Not like he was holding the phone.
Right, yeah.
But this is the picture. Oh, I already moved it to the storage. He looks like Jake in Arizona. You see?
At the bars?
Yes. Yes. He looks... Okay, I know y'all can't see it. Just zoom in on it or something. Like, he looks... That's how Jake was in Arizona after we had the bucket of Tito's. He was gone.
Hey, man, we cashed some tickets that night. That's all I could say.
You would call Jake's name, that's all you would get.
Chat is wilding right now, too. All right, what do we got?
I'm loving
questions?
Before we go to the questions.
Yeah, let them know.
I am loving all of the urban versions of Jake's name that have been going across the screen. Should he come to Jack State's homecoming with me? Jake Quavius that's up there. That's a good one. Yeah,
Jaquavius or Jaquan?
You're gonna be Jakey Poo for me, so I'm like,
it's true. It doesn't matter. All right, questions. What do we got?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, chat? Mama Tia again with a very generous super chat. Thank you very much.
Love
she says,
love
fan character. Oh, it's a super sticker. Thank you. Fan character jumping in the air in front of a big red heart with pom-poms in their hands.
Yeah, she's the greatest, man. Like, she's going to, everything we post on the pregame show, man, she's there supporting it, sharing it, commenting, and sending some funds, man, which it makes it easy to do what we do.
Definitely.
Love Appreciate Mama T. Appreciate it.
Ooh, what's next? Big Teasy, what's up, man? Do you think it's a path of getting QB recruits through Select QB with Daryl?
I mean, you know, everything is about relationships, so absolutely. And I will tell you this. I have been watching the mechanics of our QBs that are behind QB1, number two. We got some – I mean, Staub is looking good.
Yeah.
You saw what he did with that. We have some depth and contributors in the room now, man. We have a future.
Kind of to go with that, this has been a topic that's come up a few times this week for us. But Coach Prime, obviously the transfer portal, like – he's catching this wave right now of team building in college football. And with bringing in guys like Coach Riz and just seeing how they've been sending out offers and recruiting this upcoming class, do you think there will be kind of a switch in strategy in terms of how aggressive they are in the portal if they go to focusing more on freshmen moving forward?
I think they're going to stick with what's working. I think that the utilization of the portal as it relates to winning now is not like a 1 or 2 year plan. It's the wave. It's the future of college football.
Yeah.
And I don't know if to a measurable degree you can abandon that. I don't think if you're playing in a conference and you're a coach and had a couple years under your belt, not first year coach at a program, and I say all to say that you're trying to win now, I don't ever think you're going to see days of 70% high school, 30% portal.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to stay 60-40, 70-30 portal upside.
Yeah.
Just because you got to be able to succeed now. And the beauty of that, though, that a Coach Riz additionally brings to the table, some of the guys he may quote-unquote miss on when they're coming out of high school, they go play somewhere for a year or two, and they get that experience and they get that growth under them. And when they're ready to hit the portal, who do they call? The guy that was on them hard, you know, coming out of high school.
Right.
So yep. I think that pipeline is going to be tremendous. It's almost like the NBA model. The portal is college football's free agency, but it kind of mirrors what happens in the NBA. You draft a guy, right? You sign him. You teach him everything there is to be a pro. And then he leaves.
Because he's only like 21 years old. Yes. Yeah.
And he blossoms somewhere else.
Right. You know?
And I think that's what the portal is going to be to college football. You're going to see a lot of guys who are in group of five or HBCU level in their 1 or 2 years, and then they jump up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the same thing happens in the league when people get drafted and go through their first contract and they show what they really could do, and now everybody wants them.
Yep.
May sound harsh, may not be what you want to hear, but it's where we are and where we're going to college football.
Yep. Yep.
No one's playing somewhere 4 or 5 years at one place anymore.
We got to quit these eighth-year, ninth-year guys, though. This is crazy, bro.
You and I were talking before the show started, and we were attaching it to Bishop Thomas' name still being on the roster. And I said, for me, it's kind of like when you and I know a guy is a senior, but he's listed as a freshman.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like he's not a damn freshman. He's been in school 4 years.
Exactly.
But he's like a freshman on the field.
Yes.
Because all these medical issues, that kind of thing, so... You got to sift through all that nowadays, man. It's just, but, and again, that's why I said earlier, Jake, why some of these collegiate records at particular schools or programs are safe, because those records were built over 3 and 4 years.
Right.
Ain't nobody playing one place 4 years no more.
Yep. Hardly ever. What else we got? Ivan asks, great question. Who's the scariest guy in the defensive line as of today?
I still got to go Chi just off the damn strength, man.
Yeah?
Like, when you get to know his personality, he's so not scary. But what he does in the weight room, if that guy damn grabs you, like, it's over, man.
Yep.
It's over, but wow. It's like, I don't want to give away too much. There's like three, there's like three, though.
Okay.
There's like, there are three scary dudes that I'm not naming.
Wow.
Yeah.
We need that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And when, you know, you get into the PLP non-padded stuff where they can kind of O-line, D-line go against each other, like, they're going to bring the best out of each other, man.
Iron sharpens iron. DJ or DL? I think DL. DL. Can you provide a link to Big and Tall merch? Thank you.
Will do. Will do. And tell you this, Butler, email me at UncleNeely@thepregameshow.com. UncleNeely@thepregameshow.com, and I'll send you the link personally.
There you go. Big Teasy with a super sticker. Sheba Dog saying good job while raising his thumb up. Thank you, bro. Appreciate you. Sam, can we expect a lot of two-back looks with Dylan and Alton and Shermer's scheme? I know they're not really doing anything on the field, but
yeah,
what do you think?
Too premature to tell. I will say this, though, that I have been very impressed. Not from a surprise standpoint, because, I mean, shit, Shermer has coached, you know, a lifetime in the NFL. I've been very impressed with his creativity. I think people are going to like this offense and its diversity in looks, all while it's keeping the best 11 you got on the field and rotating in some other key spots that are just as talented depth-wise. You know, when you look at wide receiver – you know, you think of four guys. Well, there are another four guys that are going to be coming in, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as far as two backs at the same time, don't know. I think our tight end stuff still needs some addressing and work over the spring ball. But creativity-wise, man, there's some nice-looking things.
Well, with that, I don't know. I don't think we've talked about this with you, but Savelle Small is officially moving to tight ends.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, that's the part I'm waiting to see.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
When we get into pads, you know, it's one thing to see a guy doing drills and all that kind of stuff, but when there's an opposite or equal force trying to stop you from doing what you're doing, that's when I learn about you.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Jake, you and I can go out there right now, sprint toward a cone and cut.
Yeah.
You know, it might look good.
Right.
But when there's somebody in front of you trying to keep you from that cone and making that cut, that's when we see. So that's the part I'm looking forward, getting excited about. When we get to late March and that first week of practice into April, is how these guys perform under duress. Duress being somebody trying to stop you from doing what you're doing.
Right. We can go out there, run around, and we may look good ourselves, but if Travis is on the other side for us and he's barely even moving because it's so easy for him. Yeah.
Fist bump, well said.
I got you.
And even on some of this 7-on-7 stuff that you'll start seeing through the spring, it benefits the offense so much.
Oh, it's built for it.
Yeah, so it's like you can't go, oh, man, look what he did to Shiloh. Like, it's 7-on-7.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the defensive scheme that he'll be playing in.
Right.
And so you can't let that stuff kind of mislead you. So I still want to see, to go back to the question about two backs and tight end kind of stuff, I still want to see how this comes together pad-wise. But early on, I'm impressed with Coach Shermer's philosophy and the creativity wheels of what to do with the talent that we have.
Can't wait. Seems like he's really just fitting in there, too, now.
Yeah, man. He was a great guy, great coach. But it can be challenging to be co-anything because it's a partnership. You know, hell, it's challenging to be married. It's a partnership. And now with him being – he is the OC. You're hearing more of his voice, seeing his fingerprints. And he's in his meeting room with his position coaches. Everybody is chiming in, has a say. And is able to represent their players and what they're thinking about and what they want to see. So arrow pointing up offensively, no doubt about it.
Love it. Big Teezy, there you go. Neil, you taking the guys to JSU homecoming. Stay tuned, I guess.
Stay tuned. I will say this because I do this with all my trips, and my friends out there watching know this. I ain't taking nobody, but everybody's invited.
All right.
And the reason I put it that way is I'm going with or without you.
That's true.
Okay.
That's
so true. With love for Jake to call, but if Jake balks at the last minute, I'm gone. So it ain't just kind of group trip where like, hey, it's all or nothing. Like, no, Chief. No, Neely going home.
Yeah. I'm down.
Would love for you to call.
It ain't my call.
But please don't think when you say like, oh, man, I can't make it. I'm going to go like, all right, I'm going to stay here with you then. Like, nope.
Alyssa, real quick, we'll save Shelly's. Can you go back in the chat? Who's down there?
Hey, man, shout out.
Jermaine.
She's working the hell out this chat, man.
Did you get any of those cheesecake sweet potato pies from Coach Chaney?
Got one yesterday. So I did not get them when he made them from the line.
Yeah.
Because they were gone. Uh-huh. But he made them for the wide receivers yesterday.
Yeah.
And have you ever seen Cookie Monster eat cookies?
Yes.
Yeah. There's probably more pie on the floor than went in my mouth. Man, Chaney can cook, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, he can cook. And I ain't talking about just desserts, like Southern stuff. Like, we love our oxtails and barbecue. He can throw down, man.
The videos he posts on Twitter, man, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, he can, like, and he's like into the science of it here. He understands that baking a cake at this altitude is not the same as baking a cake in Florida, which I had no damn idea.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 400 degrees, 30 minutes is the same no matter where you are.
No.
And he's like, nah, man, you have to adjust because of where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he can throw down, man.
Let's go.
We got to get Chaney on the show.
Yeah, we do. I'd love to get him on, man. Shelly, Coach Shermer's son was the scout team quarterback at the Bengals when Coach Livingston was there. We would say that his connection with Coach Summers is on solid footing already. That's a great point.
I did not know that.
I forgot his name. He was a Vanderbilt quarterback, I think.
Fun facts.
Hold on, let me see real quick. Kyle Shermer was his name.
Yeah, I knew who Kyle Shermer was. I didn't know Livingston was there then.
Yep.
That window.
Yep. 2020-2021. So he was safety's coach then. Obviously, Shermer, where was he at that point? I think coaching the Giants still, probably. So
Giants are that stint with the Eagles. Because he did one with the Eagles, 1 year with
right. Them. It had to be Giants, though. That was like the most recent one, right, in the NFL?
No, Denver was the most recent.
Denver was – when was he in Denver, Hank? Shermer.
When? Yeah, that was his most recent.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He may have been in Denver then.
Mm-hmm.
Nicholas, do you believe Coach Prime might have co-defensive line coaches?
Don't know. I will trust his decision if he does. I will say this again. The way these meeting rooms are set up with the coordinator and the position coaches, it's all co-staff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Andre Hart is 100% responsible for the linebackers. But please understand that Dancy is talking to him.
Right.
That Coach Fella is talking to him. Like, it's a co-environment as is.
We've seen that basically since Coach Prime got here.
Yeah.
And you said it was like that in Jackson, too.
I was very, very, I think the word is communicative. You know, that that just what Coach Prime wants out of players, he expects out of coaches. They sit around the table, and Jake says what he's working on or what he's doing, and everybody chimes in on how to help that need or give suggestions on, well, have you considered doing this?
Right.
And then that also filters into special teams because you're pulling from offense and defense to fill out special teams. So you got to communicate right. about, hey, I got this receiver, and he's a hell of a blocker with his speed. I might not get him on the field in these go routes, but you can use him on special teams. So it's all co-mingled, man. Yeah. It's very support heavy.
Heaven's Demon asks, what is Quincy Wiggins like in person? Does he stand out in workouts? And do you think he will be a D-line star?
Last question first. It's too early for me to say who's going to be the stars. I will say that he certainly has star potential. The work ethic, the swagger, the bravado, the fear factor, all the things that I look for in a D-line.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's one of those three names I didn't want to say.
Okay.
You
know? Fair enough.
But I don't want to give star status to any of the trenches just yet because it is – and they'll tell you, wait till the pass come on. Like, all right, he did that to me today, but wait till the pass come on.
Definitely.
Like, I got to see pass, man.
We're driving through the South next month, and I want to stop in Jackson and see the campus. Anything else I should see? What is the burger place you talk about and any other restaurants to try?
Wilk, I'm glad you asked about the burger place because I was going to tell you about the burger place anyway. The burger place is on Dalton Street, which is walking distance of the campus. The campus address is 1400 Lynch Street. Lynch Street and Dalton Street intersect. So you want to go down Dalton Street, go south on Dalton to Stamp Super Burgers, which just got an award while I was home for best hamburger. And I ain't talking about no Jackson Awards. I ain't talking about no Mississippi Awards. A national award.
No way.
Yeah, man. You need to see. You're going to come to homecoming, Jake.
Yeah.
And we're going to Stamps.
Oh, definitely. That's near the top of the list, brother.
We're going to Stamps. Even the crowd loves it. The rugby crowd loves it.
We bring up Stamps, and everyone just goes crazy. It's insane.
Shout out to Stamps Super Burgers. Who? February 26th, a couple days from now.
Yeah.
Will be the 3-year anniversary of our first live show from the Stamp.
There you go.
They've been with us since day one, man. Went to high school with the family, grew up with them. B. Wilk, you got to go to Stamp Super Burgers on Dalton Street. You got it's a must have. Get some south in your mouth.
Big Teasy again. Apparently, we have a bunch of bear fighters on the team. How is the intensity of the team during workout and drill? So to give context, we've been doing 21 questions, our video series, with some of the players we've had on. And one of my questions I always ask is, biggest animal you think you could beat in a fight? Yukari Walker told us a polar bear.
Yeah.
Justin Mayers, Arden Walker, who else am I missing? Who else did we have? Tyler Brown. They all said bears.
Yeah.
They could beat bears.
And they're all insane.
Yes.
I love the belief. If anybody could do it, they could.
Yeah.
But a bear will fuck you up. You do not want to fight a bear, man.
It's over.
Yeah, you do not want to fight a bear. But I will tell you this. Had you asked some members of this team that last year, they wouldn't have told you they could beat a bear.
Yeah.
And so the belief in themselves – and that you can ask multiple guys that same question and get that kind of answer is a testament to the type of people that you now have in the organization, individually and collectively, that they see themselves as bear beaters.
That's a great point.
Isn't Baylor the Bears?
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to beat them Bears.
Yes, sir.
Book it.
Big Teasy again. Funky Dope Producer and Jaquan might be making return trips to JSU.
Oh, if they go once, they're going twice.
Let's go.
Like, it ain't no one-time thing. Yeah. Believe it.
Hey, man, I am all game. I'm for it. Alyssa's ready for it, too.
Oh, man, let me tell you, Alyssa's going to be the star.
Yeah, probably.
Alyssa is going to be the star.
Adrian, Tennessee won the injunction with their NCAA, meaning the coaches and collective can flat out negotiate deals on if they recruit or transfer, come to the school, no restrictions, NCAA cannot do anything. The NCAA is rough times.
It is, man. It is. This, and I'm not picking sides. I love the rugby crowd. If anything, I'm opposite the NCAA.
Yeah.
But this stuff is going to take congressional. This is, before this is over, there are going to be hearings, bills, presidents campaigning off of this.
Yep.
because it's as much as it is a beautiful thing, it's a mess.
Yeah.
It is a mess. It could, and it could potentially be a bigger mess.
Last one, Big Dark Chico asks, Shamon Mateer's impact in the run game and play action. I mean, he's going to be tight end one, it seems. It's going to be crucial, his role and all that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, again, from a creativity standpoint, Big Dog. Shout out to Big Dog, too, as well.
Yes, sir.
I got to see what is our leading tending personnel group. You know, what are we going to be working out of the most?
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, and this ain't something I heard from Pat Shermer. This ain't nothing that Jake told me. This is me playing Madden and just watching football since I was sixth grade. At some point, you get your best 11 on the field. One of our best 11 is literally the best quarterback in college football. So protecting him, okay, so the line is set. There's going to be sometimes, man, there's going to be a lot of damn receivers out there at the same time.
Yep.
You know, there could be some empty backfields, and we might be overthinking the tight end thing because you're going to have some bigger receivers that can give a tight end look but also have hands and speed. And when you look at what's taking place in the NFL, man, from Kelce to Kyle Pitts, them dudes ain't tight ends.
Right.
Like, they are big-ass receivers.
We went through this 10 years ago when Jimmy Graham, remember? Yeah. He was going through the franchise tag thing?
Yeah, so I feel you, Chico. I hear you. But I would just say, like, let me see how the dust settles personnel group-wise and what we tend to have out there the most. Because what I want to see is there are certain groups we're in, whether it's, you know, zero person, you know, no tight end, or one out there. I want to see when the other defense goes, damn, like, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
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 Like, because Travis Hunter will kill a zone and kill man-to-man coverage.
Yep.
Like, what
and
do you
he'll
do?
Just run over the top,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like, so, and now if Shadur has time, like, what do you do? And so that kind of thing, I'm not so much worried about TE1 on the field or
right.
not.
Right, yeah. This was amazing, Unc.
I loved every minute of it, man. I think I'm going to get a Ralphie to go, though. That's the Let's chicken go. Sandwich at the DNVR bar, man.
Yes, sir.
You'll love it. You got to try it.
You're here through most of next week.
Yep.
We'll have you back down again once RK is back.
Yep. Be here next week. And then mid-March when I'm back.
Right before spring?
Yep. We got some Coach Prime book tour stuff we're doing. There's going to be an event on campus because his book, Elevate and Dominate, 21 Ways to On and Off the Field, that's coming out. Then that goes right into the first week of spring practice. Then we go home for spring break. And, man, we come back then, it's 28 days of football.
It's business.
Yeah. It's pads. It's pads.
I can't wait till those days, man, till you and I are just outside the gates of Folsom Field recording some stand-up video.
Yeah, like daily after practice,
yes,
man.
Sir.
You know, just like we did last year.
Yes, sir, man. I cannot tell you how excited I am for this football season, bro. We're a few weeks away.
Yeah.
It's time.
We got to make it through this little 16-day period.
Yep.
Then we got another little 16-so period, that June-July window.
Yep.
And, man, then it's on. It's on.
It'll be here before we know it.
It will be. Great show, Jake.
Yeah.
You know, matter of fact, I can't even remember the other guy's name. I think I'm just going to call him the other guy.
Let's go. Well, thanks again, Unc, for everything, bro.
It's all good,
for
man.
Helping us link up with Coach, for just coming down here, everything, man. Your friendship.
It's appreciated. We truly are friends, brother. Love it. And as Coach Prime said, hey, man, you're in the family now. Put your arms around.
Means the world, brother.
Let's
Means
do
the
it.
World. All right, chat. We'll be back next week. I know it was kind of a slower week, but thanks for hanging out this week. We'll have RK back.
Who?
Yeah, that's right.
The other guy.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be a third person here, another guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see. Love you guys, though. Let's go Buffs.
Let's go Buffs.
Y'all silly like the mayor.